creating an impactful pitch deck. So let us begin. Now that we've built a pitch deck together, we would like to warn you against some common pitfalls. First, don't talk product, talk business. Entrepreneurs tend to put all their products and related features in the deck. Remember, you are not selling a product to a customer. You are trying to get investments into your business. Second, don't include detailed financials or valuations in the pitch deck. These are the agenda for your next meetings with an investor after you have secured their interest. Third, entrepreneurs often take the same pitch deck to different investors. It is a good practice to study a prospective investor. These investment theses and their portfolio companies give you a very good understanding of what an investor looks like. For example, if you are meeting with an impact fund, do not include a slide on how your business is creating a measurable social impact. Last but not the least, if you are pitching for the first time, make sure you prepare a slide-wise script. Most entrepreneurs focus on just creating or designing slides and not so much on what to speak along with the slides. This is why many entrepreneurs fail to create an impression. We hope that we've simplified the process of creating pitch decks for you. Although we have covered a lot of ground in this course, we need to study one component of the pitch deck in greater depth, the financial component. Where do the numbers in the pitch deck come from? Your financial model. In our next course, we will guide you on building your financial model step by step. We look forward to seeing you in our next course. Thank you. Hi, welcome to FundEnable's